This goes to Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S-P-A-C, fax 989-828-6853, regarding Donald, middle initial L, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth 8-15 of 1950. Dear Mr. Daniels, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Brown with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, chronic edema requiring large doses of diuretics, and hypokalemia. His last visit was January 8th of this year. His weight is down 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and he has been taking Ozempic, the lowest dose possible, 0.25 milligram, once a week. That suppresses his appetite without causing any other side effects, and he feels like he's doing quite well on that medication. He doesn't check blood sugars at home, but he'll be coming in for A1C soon, and so he'll have an idea of how his sugars are doing at that time. No headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, no shortness of breath, no dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Edema of the lower extremities is stable, and no claudication symptoms, no ulcerations or lesions. Medications, I want to highlight Lasix, 60 milligram twice a day. Metolazone, 2.5 milligram is one on Monday and one on every Thursday. Potassium was just increased from 60 mil equivalent in 24 hours to 80 mil equivalent in 24 hours a week ago due to his last potassium level being 3. He has not had that rechecked yet. And also Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily, and the Ozempic, of course, and spironolactone, 50 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight 238 pounds, pulse 85, blood pressure 125 over 64. His lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen is soft, non-tender, and he has a trace of ankle and pre-tibial edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 13th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.29, which is stable. Albumin, 4.9. Calcium is slightly high, 10.5, but stable. Sodium, 137. Potassium, 3. Carbon dioxide, 30. Phosphorus, 3.1. Hemoglobin is 14.6 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We'll have the patient continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypokalemia, and potassium was recently increased from 60 mil equivalent daily to 80 mil equivalent daily, and we will have a recheck done this week. 3, hypertension is well controlled. And 4, chronic edema. The patient is following his fluid restrictions, 56 ounces in 24 hours, and he follows a low-salt diet also. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.